Yeah, listen, we knew the pedigree. The five boys on the senior panel that had a number of Hogan Cup winners, they were always going to bring an awful lot of quality to it. They also brought great heart and determination, and I suppose that just added the recipe of a really tough Ulster Championship battle, you know.
And I suppose you got their kicker sorted out to an extent, maybe after about 15, 20 minutes of the first half, and you had a good spell then.
Yeah, I suppose we had done an awful lot of work on their kickouts all week. You know, the three big men across the middle, Big McGurn and Beacom and Branton Horn, you know, three natural fielders. So we had just made a conscious effort to try and break their kickouts, and I suppose we started to get a wee bit more change out of that in the second half. And listen, it's appetite, it's fortune, it's luck, but thank God we got our hands on a wee bit more ball around that middle third.
And maybe a wee bit fortuitous, the goal that Dara Rafferty put in the start of the second half, but what a crucial score it was.
Oh, it was massive. Just, you know, 3 points in at the end, so that, you know, that the goal was the difference ultimately. It was a great lift to us, because to get it so early in the second half, after us missing goal chance, leaving them behind in the first half, was crucial. But listen, it's just lovely to be in the final now.
And your great strength and depth. I mean, you brought men off the bench that made a real impact. They're hardy lads, people like that.
Okay, listen, they're wonderfully talented players, and I suppose the difficulty of management is trying to keep everybody motivated and feeling a part of it. And thank God to this point we've done that. And as we keep saying, there'll be somebody else's day next week. That's the bottom line.
This is a very important part of Derry's revival, Derry's climb back to the top in Gaelic football.
Yeah, you could say that. I suppose we don't get too caught up in that. At the end of the day, we're only trying to win the next game that's in front of us. You know, we were also on the 20 champions last year. We've got ourselves back in the final. It's just great to have that look forward in our all week.
And you'll have a good look at your opposition tomorrow at Clonus, and we've seen it. Cavan and Tyrone coming through with some very, very strong showings as well.
I suppose we've got to look at both teams over the course of the league and even in the championship, and they're two very strong sides, very different. Tyrone are impeccably well organised. Cavan have a brilliant forward line. They'll both bring their own challenge. It'll just be interesting to see who it is next Sunday evening.
And you had men missing there tonight, so what's the story on them, and do you hope to have them back for the final?
I'd say it'll just be a wee bit too short a turnaround. If you had a fortnight, you probably had a good chance at it, but it's not the final, God knows. We'll say our prayers tonight, and hopefully we get one or two of them back.